Welcome to Becoming Virtually Free. This episode, I have with me Arielle Zimmerlein Beauchamp. Welcome.
Thank you. So good to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me, Amy.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited to chat. I'm excited that this is one of my only video podcasts. I'm changing it up. I'm adding this element so people can see our beautiful faces as well as listen to us.
Yes.
So I'm super excited to chat with you about all things mental health and entrepreneurship, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about plants. Like, who knows where this conversation is going to go, but I think it's going to be great. But before we really jump into the juiciness, why don't you share with the audience a little bit about you and what you do?
So I'm Ariel, and I own AZ Farm and Wellness, and that is a therapeutic farm and health coaching service. So basically, I use nutrition and plants to facilitate healing in individuals, typically with anxiety, depression, or some other chronic health issue. Usually they go together, and any type of trauma as well. So that's generally the basis for the things that I do. And trying to think. So I have a lot of plants and a farm that I do a lot of that with.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
How did you get into it?
I got into, it's kind of, you know, your life story just kind of puts you in these situations and you're kind of confused why you ended up where you ended up. But then it kind of is it's basically the premise of all of those situations where I've kind of, it's just been a journey and me puzzle piecing those elements that really served me in my own wellness journey to bring into this world of, okay, this can serve more people. It needs to be more talked about and addressed. So it started with me, you know, not wanting to go to med school when I was in college, and that I transitioned to a nutrition degree and then learned about the campus farm at the school. So then I learned about farming and growing plants and really got into how it made me feel better. Just working and learning and just being a part of a community as well, doing those things. So as well as eating better and learning about the nutrients and basically how every cell in your body depends on whether or not you're getting the nutrients that it needs and actually contributes to everything from your mood to your energy levels. It's endless, really. It's really endless. So
I can imagine. I mean, I have a lot of like really out there views points on it. So I'm like, I know how crazy mine is, like, let alone like what is actually taught. So like, I love that stuff though. Cause I also like how you said, I just kind of ended up in all these places, and now I'm looking back, I'm like, oh, that's why I was there. That I see that. Oh, mm-hmm. I see that now too. I love that. I love that connecting the dots in once you have arrived to where you feel like really at home and stuff. So that's really cool. I'm really happy that you are there, because some people aren't there just yet, right?
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, and coming from that space, it's just being open to what's kind of your biggest curiosity and like, what are you trying to solve? Probably more for yourself at that time. Like for me, those times were like, how do I heal myself? Like I'm come from this really broken home and I have my own chronic health issues and just had a really tough time. So it's just like, how do I heal myself? And then it's just like, okay, I want to help other people heal themselves. Mm-hmm. And just kind of kept rolling with that and just kind of led me to one thing after another. It's like, okay, just because I know about nutrients and how well it serves people doesn't mean they have access to it. How do I do that? Okay, I'm gonna learn how to do it so I can do that too and be like, oh wow, this has an extra added other element to my healing, so wow, let's put that together. And I feel like that's just kind of where we end up for most of us.
Absolutely.
Like we can go through those moments where you're just like, oh, now I'm giving this up, or I don't want to do this necessarily. But it's really finding those pieces in all of those different experiences that really bring you joy and meaning. Like, where mm-hmm. Where do you feel empowered? Where do you feel really like lit up? like those moments where you're like, where was I lit up? And if you've never had those moments, it just means you need to experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
Really,
yeah.
Really. It just means you need to get out of your bed, you know, type thing. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that need to be done. Like, I have a list of those moments that kind of ground me back into those moments where if I get overwhelmed or I get down on myself, maybe something didn't work out for me very well. I have like a set list of, okay, these are the things I know to be true about myself that I know that I enjoy, like teaching, hiking, networking with farmers, like whatever it is, like these moments in time where I've picked up like growing food, helping people find who they are, you know, these little moments in time, like, and how can I bring those back more? So a lot of the easy, quick mental wellness, like tip too for myself is I go on like hikes twice a week mm-hmm. with my dog. So, and we both enjoy it. She's like, that's the only time she's like smiling. She's a pretty serious one. but it's just, you notice when you go out, if you go out for a walk for just either 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, I like to usually do an hour, but if I know I have other things going on, I'll at least try to make that commitment of 10 to 15 minutes. The point is showing up. And just to breathing and really noticing like what thoughts are going in, and you can really tune into yourself and you start to really calm down. Like even if like you're angry, like if you're having like some big emotions coming up, like it's really helpful to just get outside to help facilitate that, or some kind of movement in some kind of way where you're kind of able to observe what's going on in your head.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I've been doing lately to build on what you're saying is I live like really just like across the street from an old railroad track. So it's been turned into a trail, which is awesome. But going out there and like not taking your phone and like being fully in nature, I believe they like it's called nature bathing. I think the like really
there's
far
a
out
lot
there.
Of
people
words.
Call it that. Yeah,
forest
grounding.
Bathing.
Yeah, forest bathing. I love it. I'm all about it. Like I'm like, yeah, put that tree energy all up in my space. So I love it. But it's so true. Like you feel so grounded, and it's just wonderful. I just love it.
Yeah, it's just a very, and I like to, the reason why I like to work with plants too, especially if you're coming from even a traumatic background or just something where you're on edge, you get overwhelmed really easily. Plants are such a great way, like a gentle, you know, non-judgmental way to be with other living forms. The point is to be connected, and that's mm-hmm. where we kind of get lost and drowning in our own selves. Is because that we're not interacting with other life forms. So that could mm-hmm. even be like a dog. Sometimes we feel more connected with our animals than we do with people. I'm sure there's some people like that. And so plants are just kind of a great way because they are living things. Like trees are there. There's these life forms that are there. And they're not going to talk back to you or do anything, you know, rough with you. But it still gives you that sense of commonality of being with something else that is living. And so that brings you out of your isolation because you are in community with other living organisms, which is cool.
Which is really cool. And I think that's something that we kind of forget as entrepreneurs, that how isolated we can become in a way that can seriously affect like you know, the productivity and like the ability to actually run our business. That disconnection mm-hmm. from like other, as you said, other living beings, be it human or not, like takes a huge toll on you both physically and right. emotionally.
And right. Because if you're trying to be of service for other people, it's like, how can you do that when you're not being connected to basically what is meaningful to people, which are feelings? Like we buy off of feelings, we do things off of a feeling. And if we're not constantly tapping into that sense, we start to lose it, like, you know, mentally and the ability to like feel things too. I don't know if anyone has any issues with that, like any, especially with depression, like you get this sense of numbness sometimes where you're just very disconnected.
Actually, I'll tell you, I'll be very honest. I had this experience. I think I mentioned it on the podcast before. I've been to therapy, or not been to therapy, but I've been for a period of time in therapy 3 different times, because as you said, which I'd love to talk a little bit about, I have childhood trauma. So, and young adult trauma. So like, I have a lot of stuff to unpack. And for me, I went back to therapy for the second time because I was experiencing apathy. And I was like, I am very, like, I've always been very emotional. I've always been, it's like one of the reasons why the trauma has even been like worse, because I'm a highly sensitive person. And I was experiencing this apathy and I really had no idea why. And I was like, I can't, like, my entire business runs on empathy. And like, that's like a core value of mine. Like, I need to figure out what's going on because I'm going crazy. However, when I look at where I was very isolated. I had very little interaction with human beings. I had like a dog, like 2 dogs that were at home all the time, which is probably the enough like connection to actually be like, okay, something's got to change. Right.
Right.
And it's amazing how much that affects you in a way that you don't really understand, because it took me a year before I realized how bad it was getting. And it really just needed me to like get out and talk to people, which is sad.
Yeah. But and that's some like things like getting out, like even just volunteering, where you don't have to have any really big responsibility. It's just getting you out there to talk with other people who are usually pretty pleasant. I haven't really met any unpleasant people in volunteering experiences, unless they're like the people that actually is their job. So maybe sometimes they're a little overworked. But yeah, it's one of those things where we don't realize the things that we do or the environments that we're putting ourselves in actually are really affecting our mental wellness. It's not just these thoughts. People are like, why? I mean, I've heard some people be like, well, why am I this way? Like, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. It's actually completely normal that your mind is thinking this particular way, is because you need to become aware of what are you doing for yourself, to yourself. What are you eating, especially, can also trigger certain moods and emotions, as well as what kind of places are you putting yourselves in? Like, if you're closing yourself off, of course you're gonna feel kind of crazy, you know, like we're meant to be with people. We're meant to be, what is that word, where you're, humans aren't meant to be isolated. They're very connected? Much built on connection. Well, yeah, because if you think about when you're first born, your brain is very plastic. It's a muscle. It's built on the connections that you're building with other individuals. I think if you go in and look at, I don't want to say go in and look at this, but like if you watch documentaries on certain orphanages where children are not touched at a young age, they actually are very deformed and malnourished because they don't have those body contact, those connections that are nurturing them in a way where they're building their brain capacities as well as their body capacity. We have to live together. Like, isolation is it literally can kill you if you are alone. So it's so important to get connected, whether it's with a community, a club, a group, volunteering. It's just imperative from a health standpoint. You can look up research articles on the impacts of isolation. It makes you more sick. It makes you more likely to die in more severe situations. So it's just very, very imperative to seek out connections and to really become aware of when you start to get down on yourself and take an account of where are you at? What have you been doing lately? And then you recognize, okay, I need to get out. I need to get out. And whether that's a walk or talking with people, maybe connecting with a friend, it's just kind of getting intuitive and asking yourself, okay, what do I actually need right now? Do I need to be around a person, or do I need to go for a walk? And just really getting to know yourself better so you can catch yourself. Yes. And building a routine around what actually makes you feel good. too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think something that's like a great example to highlight how we are built for connection, to build on the orphanage example, is like when you go backwards to like caveman times, like you needed a community to survive. Like hunter gatherers, like part of the people did one, part of the other did the other, and that has evolved over humanity. We're lucky enough to be in a situation where technically we could be self-sufficient almost, you know what I mean? Like if we didn't want to see anyone or like be in connection, we almost could do that, which is a whole other issue. But it's really interesting that like we can see these examples throughout history, and that some people are still like, no, I'm strong, I got it myself, like I'm gonna do this by myself, I'm gonna stay, because it's easier to stay comfortable and stay in the situation that you're used to. And sorry, dog just started playing. If you're going to hear a squeaky toy in the background, guys, he's very excited. But it's very interesting that like that part of us as human beings hasn't evolved. So I think we need to pay attention to that, and maybe like, or not maybe, but definitely honor it more.
Well, yeah. In the sense of, I mean, we can get all, might pick on the spirituality group a little bit, but I'm a very spiritual person, but sometimes we get this sense of, well, I'm a spiritual being in a body. Like my spirit is more higher. That's just ego talking. Like my spirit is better than my body. No, like the reason you're in your body is like, it's also very important to cultivate that connection. It is very primal, and it needs to also be nurtured and acknowledged in that. And the only reason you're able to feel and have more meaning in your life is because of this body, because of all the neurons and neurotransmitters, and your nervous system has that ability to give you those highs and those lows and gives you that full experience. So it's just very important to take care of it more than what we think we need to. And just really tuning in, because it's just one of those things where we can benefit everything, like our mind and our body, and they're actually very connected. Mm-hmm. If you've ever heard, there's tons of research now, more and more coming out about your gut and your brain connection.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
You know, through your enteric, your stomach has its own nervous system and an actual brain nerve where it's constantly putting out what we call neurotransmitters, which are messenger molecules, basically, that say 90% of the time are going to the brain saying all is well. Mm-hmm. And if your brain isn't getting those messages from your gut, could be for various reasons. And then we start to feel like things aren't okay. Like we get anxiety, we get shakes. We start to get upset stomachs, you know, or mood swings where you're like, one day you feel really good, other days you really just can't get out of bed. Those things are just very interconnected with what we think also influences how we eat and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a very, one is not really better than the other, but they're both equally valuable and need to be balanced.
When you say that, I completely know like the train of thought that believe in that, like, well, like our soul and all that stuff, but like your body is the vehicle that will take you throughout life.
Right. So, it's the structure.
Yeah. So, it's not like your soul can levitate. And if that's like, it's when people say that, I'm like, that's an excuse and you're just lazy and you don't want to change any habits.
Right. And being an entrepreneur is really kind of a master of your own habits, right?
Yeah,
you have to become a master and very self-aware of where are you tripping yourself up that's keeping you from moving forward. And a lot of, if you look at your surroundings, and part of why I'm a health coach is to help people understand like their body messages. Sometimes they'll eat things and they're uncomfortable and tired, and they don't understand that if you took those out for just try it for a week or two, and just try it for just a little trial run, and then you try to go back, then you understand why you feel the way you feel, because we're not honoring our bodies in the way that we need to provide that mental capacity to really leverage us forward in mm-hmm. our businesses and serving people. Like if you want to help people, you've got to get on your own routine and really help yourself, so you are countering and helping, balancing that out with helping other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I find that's like one of the things that a lot of entrepreneurs fail at. And it essentially like either it disrupts their business so bad that they quit, or because they can't see that connection, or they refuse to see the connection, or they'll fail miserably. And then they'll be like, oh man, like this is what's causing this. Let me pull up my pants and get my shit together and move forward and get to the next level. And like, I do see this like a lot, especially with the people that I coach like newer entrepreneurs that are becoming done for you service providers, like virtual assistants, social media managers. And they're like, oh yeah, like I want this and this and this and this. And their goals are huge and amazing and like doable, but they're like, but I've got 10 minutes a day to do 14 hours worth of stuff. Like not just on their business. Like I set them up for like self-care routines because
you can't have them without it. You gotta have virtual assistants.
Exactly. And like
before you have the roof.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm huge into foundations. And also like these girls are, and there are a few men, but like they're virtual assistants. Like their thing is like, I just want to help you. And when I just want to help you, normally that means they help all people all the time, but they don't help themselves.
Right. Right. And that's the thing is you're not gonna help me if you're going to get bitter about your work and get angry that you don't have time to take care of yourself and relax. That's not helping me. That's really poisoning the relationship that you're trying to build. So it's very important to be very aware and take care of those things and really honor yourself and your needs before you're really trying to step up and building your relationship, because it'll be built on really shaky ground. So it's super important.
Yeah, absolutely. But unfortunately, like it's not something that, I mean, it's taught, like obviously most things are taught, but like the general view is like, these are all the things you have to do and health is never one of them.
Yeah. And it's something we like to discount, but it's just one of those things. If you don't have your health, if you're not able to get up out of bed in the morning because of whatever severe pain or fatigue, you can't help anyone. And I think we forget, we take really advantage of our health unless something terrible has happened to us where you haven't been able to do anything but focus on your health for a time. And then you kind of really appreciate like, yeah, I can't let this go. But when you come from, you know, being young and you kind of just like, I've never been sick or don't hardly get sick. Yeah. I'm just going to keep going. And people are like, well, it's always been this way. My husband's that way. He hardly ever gets sick. And I'm just like, well, just. And now he's starting to see things change with his body. And I was just like, well, yeah, because you don't stay, you know, that teenager who can eat 10 hot dogs and however gallon of milk. Like you can't keep up with that pace anymore because your body's not at that level anymore. You know, it changes and it's going to change throughout your life. Yeah. And same with you mentally, like you're going to change. And it's just super important.
Anyways.
I mean, you hope you do. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're obviously, you are, because you've decided to take on that grit of the ups and downs and to keep going and to really challenge yourself to move forward. And you just got to learn to just look at yourself and look at the things that stop you from moving forward. What are the beliefs and thoughts that trip you up? And a lot of the time, and I'm going to go to the trauma aspect, because for me, a lot of that hesitation, right? We don't want to move forward. And a lot of that, you got to really dig into where does that really come from? Because not only is there fight and flight that we hear a lot about when it comes to survival, we also have what's called freeze, where your body just doesn't move. And that's usually in a situation where if you grow up, maybe the home is unwell, where you want to fight, like you want to fight, but that's dangerous for you because you're not the strongest one in the room, right? Or you want to run away, but really that's not safe for you either. You kind of get in this zone of freeze. So you kind of shut down, you turn off your feelings so you can kind of just survive whatever this wave is going on in your environment. And that could last for years. And you kind of just get stuck in this habit. And it's deeply ingrained too in your brain, you know? Mm-hmm. So you also have to develop those muscles and new neural pathways of different thoughts, of different behaviors, and to really tapping into when do you sense your hesitation and you're stopping because you're scared that maybe somebody's gonna find out, or
yeah, absolutely.
What you're doing. Talking
like this is literally my life, so I'm like, I gotcha.
Yes. So, yeah. So, because I mean, for a lot of time, and more in the beginning of my entrepreneur stuff, like I didn't want to talk about anxiety and depression and PTSD, as a result of not only my osteogenesis imperfecta, which is where I break my bones a lot when I was a kid, but also, you know, my parents were just with their divorce and how they handled it, where they just put their kids in the middle. And I know that's maybe not a lot of for other people, but that was the situation for my case. And, you know, a lot of kids are coming from divorced families and it is ugly, and kids are put in the middle of it. And we absorb all of those things. And that really impacts you as a person. And you have to call yourself out on all the beliefs that were built on that reality, because while it was true for you in that moment, like for me, for a long time, marriage was like two people being married to someone that they don't like. That's, you know, a belief that was built on my experience of seeing that and like saying, no, you get to create the life and the marriage that you want, and really in the relationships that you want. So if like you're single and struggling with somebody, I would say, look at, you know, what are the beliefs you hold about people and being in relationship, because that was built on a previous reality that doesn't serve you anymore. And it's time to really start looking at different ways of believing in yourself and your abilities. And what would you do differently in a situation to create that new way of being? Like, if you want to be happy in it, you know, harmony is it's like, you got to speak your truth more. You got to be able to open up and really be strong in who you are and what you'll tolerate, and learning about your emotions that are difficult to handle. It's just super important to get very in tune with all of those things, so that you can keep moving forward, because you will have those moments always. Even now, I've been working on this for over 7 years. And I'll still get stopped up of like, okay, I'm scared to do this. And I'll have to be like, okay, why? Like, hold on. Like, the bear is not in here anymore. Like, no one can hurt me. These situations that happened in the past aren't going to happen to me if I fail. You know, sometimes we have that fear of failure because we had so much pressure. And now it's like, okay, give yourself some slack. You're doing a lot more than what you think you are doing. So it's just very much recognizing all of that. And yeah, mental health is definitely a journey. It's never a destination. You're always going to be learning, and you're always going to have to kind of move through that fear that stops you and hesitates from moving forward and changing habits and stuff like that. Is just really becoming aware of why you're doing what you're doing and what's actually driving. Is it a reaction from that old programming from when you were a kid to survive the situation and dynamics that you lived in? Or are you going to take the actions, you know, become aware of the actions that you're defaulting to and build new ones and take it one step at a time? Like, don't try to, if you know there's a lot of things you need to change, just start with one. Otherwise, you become overwhelmed and you go back to your default stage. So it's important to keep moving forward little bit by bit. So absolutely, you'll get there.
Yeah, I love that. I think that was a great way for you to like summarize everything that we've talked about on this podcast, because it's really true. Like, you've got to look at like, why are you doing what you're doing? And was this a survival reaction when you were younger, or if you experienced trauma at a later age? Or is it your big adult self knowing what's going on and you're taking the step and your body is telling you, no, don't do this because it's actually in danger, kind of thing.
Right. And you need that peace for yourself, because absolutely, there are literal things where you need to jump out of the
road. Yeah, exactly.
There's a car coming for you. So it is important to have that, but it is also recognizing when that mechanism is coming into play where absolutely. You don't where yeah. you don't need it as much. So
yeah, exactly. Well, absolutely. Thank you so much, Ariel. That was just, it's wonderful. I love talking to people, especially when they share the same views as me, because it's nice to know that I have
it validates you.
My head. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Validation. I wonder yes. what I didn't have when I was a kid. But if I would love it if you would share like where you're available online so the listeners can take a peek of your farm
yeah.
and what you've been up to.
You can find me either on my website at www.azfarmwellness.com or you can follow me on Instagram at azfarmwellness and Facebook as well, which is azfarmil. I actually made that before when I only had the farm and not the therapy stuff going on. So transitions.
I love it. And well, I'll share everything available for yeah. the listeners so they can great. Easily access it and all that. So thank you so much for chatting with me. And it's been so much fun. I always ask my guests, everyone's guests, to leave the audience with some words of wisdom related to entrepreneurship in any form.
Okay. Leave words of wisdom. Interesting. Just if you struggle with this notion of it's always going to be this way, just kind of stop yourself right there and just say today is today and tomorrow is a different day and I'm going to keep moving forward. And if you're in a rough patch, just say it doesn't last. Nothing lasts. Everything's always changing, just like the seasons. And we've got a ton of snow out right now for Halloween. So it's one of those things and learn to let go.